Meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. Referenced content, page URL, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fucked.human.net/inlandpsych.com/911. Fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fuckedhuman.space. What is meme space? A term of the science field of memetics. https://academic.com/dict.nsfslashenwikislash775892. Wikipedia. Meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. The meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is an abstract cultural container populated by memes. Memes are similar to genes and viruses in that they tend to propagate, evolve, corrupt, and mutate. All these actions take place in the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. As a direct result, the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is considered volatile and prone to errors and corruption without rigorous error correction. Memetic engineering, marketing, advertargeted individuals in, brainwashing, disinformation, doctrine, evangelism, indoctrination, education, groupthink, promotion, propaganda, publicity, and other forms of cultural mutation develop in the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. The concept of the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, requires a belief that the mind, and the collective mind, culture, is programmable. Meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is adapted from namespace and assumes that human culture is programmable. In programming parlance, the memosphere is defined as cultural standard input, while the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is defined as the cultural namespace. The technology in use is a trust-building networking. As such, the rigorous error correction is observed here. Image name, @realityaudit-emoji-handshake.png. To contact provider relations at IPMG, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group Incorporated, call 909-289-4075. Fax 909-363-8233. Email, provider.relations@inlandpsych.com. Address, and provider relations IPMG, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group Incorporated, 1809 W. Redlands Boulevard, Redlands, California, 92373. If you want to leave any feedback or suggestion, please fill the form below or email care@inlandpsych.com. To file any grievance with IPMG, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group Incorporated, please go visit our grievances page. This problem cannot be solved by grievances. Please continue to read. See specific notations as patient to doctors Hillard in reference to materials being expressed herein. Patient James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. Phone 909-882-8759. Email realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Also in reference, Cario Patient Portal. https://www.cario.com/get-in-touch. Call us 1-888-775-2736. 3353 Michelson Suite 400. Irvine, California, 92612. Grammarly scans this page as image name, @realityaudit-ualhatem-yawalwandokilm-y-tiradothelis-itimundyoansirm-1. PNG. How this may sound to readers, confident, optimistic, formal. See, recommendations for emoji ZWJ sequences for multi-skin-toned handshake for Unicode 14.0. Date 2019-07-25. Last update 2019-11-12, 4. Breaking new ground. This would be the only emoji depicting physical agreement amongst two people of different skin tones in a way that is not explicitly romantic in nature. Yes, doctor - exactly what is your problem? Doctor, as it stands - your nonsense. Your lies. You are killing me intentionally. With apparently the cooperation of your co-workers. - Please continue to read. This page title, @ Reality Audit 2022, Thursday, January 20th, 2022, 9:04 p.m., status unconfirmed receipt, undeclinable deliverance, -911 emergency, inland psych, Dr. Hozair Muhammad Said MD, oath, do no harm, oath violated, prove evident, national security, agnotology, United States government, state-sponsored hate, address to the F. B. I. Wednesday, June 23, 2021, 3:10 a.m. Ignored this page intention, a page of mimetic engineering, real-time properties. Act accordingly. Your behavioral response. Demanded of your fiduciary responsibility. It would be futile to resist, legally binding if necessary, do no harm. This matter has been classified. A matter of legal necessity. A matter of national security. A matter of paramount priority. Indeclinable/undeclinable. Deliverance, impart/publish, legal necessity. A defense that permits a person to act in a criminal manner when an emergency situation, not of the person's own creation, compels the person to act in a criminal manner to avoid greater harm from occurring. Necessity and duress-law shelf. https://lawshelf.com/coursuary-content-view/necessity-and-duress. Necessity and duress. Terms, necessity, a defense that permits a person to act in a criminal manner when an emergency situation, not of the person's own creation, compels the person to act in a criminal manner to avoid greater harm from occurring. Public necessity, a necessity that involves the public's interest. Duress, the compelling of a person to undertake an action against his or her will by the threat of physical or economic harm. The defense of necessity is available where the defendant acted under the reasonable belief that committing his offense would prevent a greater evil or harm from occurring. For example, Christopher lives in a town that sits right on the edge of the 100-acre woods. At the end of a hot and dry summer, some brush in the woods catches fire and a forest fire quickly develops and spreads. The fire is quickly heading toward the town, and Christopher believes that if he burns the row of houses directly on the edge of the forest, he will create a firewall which will then protect the rest of the town. If Christopher does, in fact, burn some of the houses under the reasonable belief that it will protect the rest of the town from the forest fire, he will be able to use the defense of necessity if he is charged with arson. There are, however, several requirements that must be met in order for the defendant to use necessity as a defense. The defendant must reasonably believe that an actual threat exists. Therefore, in order to use the defense, Christopher must reasonably believe that the forest fire will destroy all or part of the town. Please note that as long as this belief is reasonable, he will be able to use the defense even if the forest fire never actually approaches the town. The defendant must reasonably believe that the threat he is trying to prevent is greater than the damage that will result from his actions. Therefore, Christopher will be able to use the necessity defense if he reasonably believes that burning some of the houses at the edge of the forest is a lesser evil than allowing the entire town to burn. The threatened harm that the defendant is trying to prevent with his actions must be imminent. The defendant can only use the necessity defense if there was no other, less harmful way to avoid the threatened danger. In the above example, Christopher will only be able to use the necessity defense if burning a few of the houses was the least harmful way to protect the town. The defendant will only be able to use the defense if the defendant himself was not at fault in creating the situation that made it necessary to commit his crime. In other words, if Christopher himself had been responsible for the forest fire, he would not be able to use necessity as a defense to burning those houses. Most jurisdictions hold that economic necessity alone does not justify the commission of criminal acts. Therefore, one who commits a crime out of economic necessity, for example if a person robs a convenience store because he is unemployed and has no other way of making money and feeding his family, he will not be able to use the necessity defense. An interesting issue that has evolved over the last 20-5 years has been situations in which prisoners have escaped from jail and claim that escaping was the only way to avoid greater harm, such as sexual assault and beatings. Typically, these arguments have been rejected where the prisoners have had other non-criminal options available to them. However, there have been a few cases where the court has allowed this defense to at least be argued to the jury, where the defendant has proven that efforts to secure protection from prison authorities or the courts would have been either impossible or useless. However, the same courts have indicated that, even when necessity can apply to the crime of escape, the defendant will only be able to use the defense successfully if he can show that, once the immediate threat of harm was over, he turned himself into proper authorities. See People v. Leverkamp, 43 Cal. App. 3rd, 823, 1974. For example,